My beloved brothers and sisters, this is indeed a challenge and an opportunity, a privilege that I had not anticipated, and yet one of these great opportunities to do that which I've been called to do for the past 5 years, and that is to bear witness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Those 5 years have been filled with experiences that have taught me, as I have learned in the last 40 years that I have been serving in various capacities of leadership in the church, that God does hear and answers prayers, that there is power in the priesthood, and that in that power and authority to act in His name, great things happen in the lives of people. I have in mind today a blessing given to someone precious and close to me who was told by her physicians that the child that she was to bear would unquestionably be mongoloid and recommended an abortion. She refused, and in the next few weeks, calls from the hospital and others came encouraging that the little fetus be aborted. Finally, in desperation, she called her doctor and said, "Get those people off my back. This little child will have a right to life regardless of its condition." Well, she had been given a priesthood blessing and had been promised that the little child would be normal and healthy. When the little child was born, so it was. And I've thought how many times in her life she would have cause to have reflected had she been following that counsel, which is contrary to that which had been given by her father. I recall not too long ago in Brisbane, Australia, a precious child by the name of Sharon, who had cystic fibrosis and had spent nearly as much time in the hospital in the last 10 years as she had in her home. She was downcast and desperate, feeling that God had forgotten her and that there was no chance. And after a priesthood blessing, in which she was told to trust in the Lord with all of her heart and lean not to her own understanding, that He would guide and direct her. And then came the words that frightened us somewhat. "Sharon, there will come into your lifetime medical advances which will correct the problem and alleviate the challenges that you're facing." Well, within 30 days in Melbourne, Australia, there came a medical announcement of a new drug, experimental in nature, that showed promise in combating cystic fibrosis. Cheryl applied, and it has been successful. Today, she spends very, very little time in a hospital, the rest of her time preparing for a career. My brothers and sisters, these are only two instances, but I want you to know that my testimony came when I was a little boy at the feet of my parents. I loved my parents. They taught me in the way of truth and righteousness. I was taught the story of the restoration, and I believed with all my heart because I believed my parents. I remembered in the 46th section that the Lord said, "To some it is given to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and to others it is given to believe on their words." Now, I was one of those who believed on their words. To me, the teachings of the first vision, the visits of Moroni and others, were as real as if they had been personal experiences of my own. I've never had a day in my life I can remember when I haven't known these things are true. I pay tribute this day to a wife of some 50 years who has been at my side, encouraging, sustaining, supporting, researching, if you please, and going when the going was tough. I want her and my children to know that I love her with all my heart and them with all of my heart. In the past 2 or 3 weeks, I have greeted most of my grandchildren, and I've shaken their hands and looked into their eyes and have said, "Keep the faith, my child, it's true." Almost invariably, there has come the response, "I will, Grandpa, I will." That has been through a span of some 21 years of age, 16, 14, 12, 9. "Yes, Grandpa, I will." My greatest desire is to continue faithful, an example to my family, and hoping that one day the response will be, "Yes, Grandpa, I have. I bear you my witness that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Joseph Smith was a prophet of God. Ezra Taft Benson is a prophet of God. I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen."